Hey there, Tailgate Nation. This is the Grill Sergeant John Larch, and I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And I want to thank our sponsors who continue to help make this virtual tailgate party one of the fastest growing shows on the internet. You know, Tailgate Radio has some of the best sponsors out there, and we would love for you to support them just like you support Tailgate Radio. So take a few minutes, head over to their websites, and check out all the great products they have to offer. And thank you once again from everybody here at Tailgate Radio.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, Johnny Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom on lights, and the grill is hot. On your walk, kids said, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got ribs and things, chicken and baked beans, plates and styrofoam, we came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Tailgate Radio. I'm a little stopped up. There's something in the air down here in South Texas. But, man, it's a beautiful day today. 75 degrees, sunny. Springtime is on the way. So you folks that are still having to deal with all that nonsense up there in the Northwest and the Midwest, just bear with it. It's on its way. The good stuff's coming, and I hope that you are able to enjoy your spring. For a lot of folks, it's spring break this week. I know folks down here in Texas are enjoying spring break this week. I don't know if it's a little earlier here or if it's different in different parts of the country. I know that our schools typically let out in May. So those of you that go into school into the month of June, then you probably have a little bit later spring break. But nonetheless, we're here for another exciting episode of Tailgate Radio. We've got a great show for you this week. Before we get started, want to get some housekeeping out of the way. Next week, next Tuesday, the very first episode of Tailgate Training Camp is going to drop right here. You don't have to subscribe on anything else. Just when you see something on Tuesday that hits your device, your smartphone, your laptop, your Roku device, whatever, however you're listening to us, and you see something drop on Tuesday and it's 15 to 20 minutes and you're not quite sure what that is, just take a listen. It's Tailgate Training Camp, and we'll be talking to you more about that pretty soon here. But Tuesday, next Tuesday, I think that is the 17th of March, we're going to be dropping that first show. And it, again, Tailgate Training Camp is all about the stuff. It's all about the product. And we're going to highlight a product each and every week so that you can take a look at it, find it on the internet, order it, get a special deal. We've got all kinds of things that we're going to be doing. We're still putting all the fine details together, but the main thing is that you're going to have the information you need to take action to get ready for your next tailgate party. So whether you're a NASCAR person or a baseball person, baseball season is right around the corner. And, of course, in the college realm, in fact, I've already been to a couple of college games. Baseball's already in the full swing, but Major League Baseball is coming up real soon. Soccer, different soccer leagues have kicked off. No pun intended, or maybe pun intended. I don't know. Hell. It's, you know, I'm on some decongestant, so I may get a little loopy here before we end the show this week. But whatever your tailgate preference is out there, we're going to have some products that you can use out in that parking lot, because that's one thing about tailgating is that the concrete, the asphalt, it's all the same. So whether you're geared up for football, baseball, soccer, MMA, pro wrestling, tiddlywinks, hell, I don't care. If you're tailgating, you're going to eat, you're going to drink, you need cool products. So we're going to have those for you at Tailgate Training Camp. And you'll learn more about that over at our website at tailgateradio.com. Also want to take a couple of minutes to talk to you about some of our sponsors over at our website. You can go over to tailgateradio.com, as I just mentioned, and head over to our Amazon link. And you can go to Amazon and purchase all your tailgating gear there. And hopefully some of the folks we're going to have on Tailgate Training Camp will have their gear available at Amazon, and you'll be able to do that. And by supporting that purchase, you're supporting our show, and they kick back a few ducats to us every week so that we can keep the lights on and keep the bandwidth going and all the good things that go along with having Tailgate Radio going on right here. So go over there, check that out. Also, don't forget our good friends over at Shirtsicle. We have a link at the bottom of our page there. We've got some really cool tailgating gear that's coming out that you'll want to take a look at, and they deliver anywhere in the world. So all of you fans that we have in the Turks and Caicos, all of our fans in North Korea, all of our fans on the North Pole, no matter where you are, you can get Tailgate Radio gear and tailgating gear. It's not all just Tailgate Radio. I mean, I'm a shill, but I'm not that much of a damn shill. I almost said the F-bomb. We are not an explicit show here. We are family-friendly. Slap my face talking all that smack in here. So go over to Shirtsicle and check out some of the shirts we have available. If they're not up now, well, A, they should be. But if they're not up now, they'll be up very soon, and we're going to have even more designs coming to you real soon. And, you know, the thing about this time of year, it's really odd because, you know, there's a lot of NFL news. If you've been listening to the news or watching the news and all the trading and all the, you know, Andre Johnson, he's now a Colt. DeMarco Murray, he's now an Eagle. And there's just so many more of these things that are going on in the NFL. And I know some of you folks have the NFL Network on 24/7, 365. And so you live football all year long. But if you do like motorsports, and we do around here, we're motorsports fans. We like the NASCAR, we like the NHRA, we like the IndyCar, we like the Formula One, we like all of those things. And if you're a motorsports fan, what you need to do is take a little bit of time and go and visit my bestie. Yeah, that's right, I said it, my bestie, Dawn Murphy. She's got a great show called Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. And on this week's show, she has NASCAR Sprint Cup driver Jeremy Mayfield. And it was a really kick-ass interview. And if you want to check out that interview, go over to Track Smack. But here's a little taste of that interview right now.
The drivers, the cars, the sounds from the track.
Hold on to the wheel with both hands, man.
It's time for Track Smack with Dawn Murphy.
You took your team and you took it down to Daytona, and you qualified for the Daytona 500, and everything was ready to go. You and Shana had taken that chance and, you know, took that leap. And, you know, and like you said, the rug got pulled out from under you, but y'all are doing it again. First of all, let me just say this, because to me it says not only a lot for you and your character, but can I just say a lot for her and her character, because she has stood by you through thick and thin. It says a lot for y'all's marriage, for y'all's relationship, that y'all have, you know, withstood everything that you have, because a lot of people would have crumbled in this, and relationships would have crumbled, and I applaud you too for that.
Right, and I appreciate that, you know, and I feel the same way about her. She's just been amazing through all this, and you know, what's wild though is, like, we talk about this all the time, because people come up and, you know, and ask her, you know, man, how'd y'all get through this and this, that, and the other, and really, you know, what helped us get through it was we knew what happened. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And what sucked was we're sitting there taking all this stuff on, but in our hearts and in our eyes and in our lives and our home, we knew what the truth was, you know, and we're sitting there going, I can't believe that this got so twisted around, you know, and got so out of shape here, you know, in the way everything went. But, you know, at the end of the day, that's what made us stronger. We're better off now than we've ever been, and because of that, you know, just because we lived it and we know what really the truth was. And the bad thing about it is we don't have enough money or power to get the truth all the way out there so everybody can see it and hear it. You know, we had to do a video and put it on YouTube, their own, you know, and it's just amazing how, you know, things can get turned around with, you know, with the power of big corporations and stuff, and how just things happen that are not right, and it happens every day all across the world. And, you know, we're not the only ones, and we certainly know anybody feel sorry for us, but it definitely happens everywhere. And I think you know, I wish there was a way that could change that, you know.
Track Smack.
And if you want to catch that interview in its entirety, head over to Track Smack with Dawn Murphy. You can find her on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, or over at her website at TrackSmackRadio.com. And we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. All right, Tailgate Nation, I want to talk to you about the Tie Bar. The Tie Bar is the leader, undisputed, the leader in men's fashion accessories. Loved by GQ and celebrities alike, the Tie Bar delivers high-quality products at unbeatable prices. Whether you need ties or bow ties for work or play, the Tie Bar has you covered. You can pick up accessories in the color of your favorite college or team. And be sure to check out Dwayne Wade's curated section on their website as well. If there happens to be a wedding in your future, this is your spot too, because they aren't limited to ties either. Be sure to check out the great selections of socks, belts, pocket squares, scarves, and more at the Tie Bar. And the best part is, most of their products are under $20. That's right, I said it, under $20. By cutting out the middleman and selling direct to the consumer, which is you, the Tie Bar is able to keep quality high and prices low. And I can tell you from personal experience, when I received my first box from the Tie Bar of some beautiful ties that I ordered, I was blown away, and you will be too. You no longer have to pay $50, $80, $100 for a quality tie. Your tie shouldn't have to cost as much as the shirt you're wearing. Visit thetiebar.com/tailgate and use promo code tailgate50 by the end of February, so you've only got a few days left, for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. That's thetiebar.com/tailgate and use the promo code tailgate50 by the end of February for free shipping on orders of $50 or more. The Tie Bar, wear your good tie every day.
I want to discuss something important.
Is it about New Orleans football?
You know it. You're listening to the St. Stephen's Show with me and St. Bernard.
Where you at, who dat?
I have a question about Carolina.
Who dat? Drew Brees!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the place goes crazy. Everybody gets up dancing. From kids to older adults, you see them all getting up dancing and showing that black and golden true color.
Oh. Okay. Ah! Oh. Hey, I'm trying to get crumb.
Tell them how we gonna come. Tell them why they don't hold on. Tell them why they better run.
All right, folks, welcome back to Tailgate Radio. The Grill Sergeant John Largent here reporting for duty. And I really appreciate all the information and comments and tweets that you guys are sending us over at our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. It's at Tailgate Radio. We are we're growing over there, too. And we get some great ideas. We get great guest requests. We get super recipes that come across that we try to add those to our website as those come in. And, you know, one of the questions we get asked a lot, I think I've gotten probably a dozen of these in the last week or so, is do you prefer using charcoal or do you use propane, gas? And my answer is yes, I do. I use both. And I know a lot of people are either in one camp or the other. I'm not going to go and use that propane or, you know, charcoal's takes too long, and it's all about the preparation. And I'm definitely a fence rider when it comes to that, because there are certain things that I like to cook over charcoal directly or indirectly. And then there are some things, and sometimes it is convenience, but sometimes it's just what you're doing. You know, we have a gas powered wok that you know, I could do that over a charcoal if I wanted to, but when I want to do something on the wok, I want to have that available quickly. And and there are some, you know, I think fish, for example, when you use a plank, using charcoal is just the only way to go. Some of you will disagree, and that's okay. I'm not cooking for you, and you're not cooking for me. And if I see you in the parking lot and you can show me a better way to do something or a functional way to do it, I'm all for it. That's the great thing about tailgating, is it's a collaborative exercise. And everywhere we go, I've been all over the country and in Canada at tailgate parties across the nation and across North America, and hope to expand that at some point. But what I find is that people are very creative, and I see something new in every city I go to, every stadium we go to, every infield we go to for racing events. And it's fascinating because you think you've seen it all. You just get that mindset. But I've learned over the years that I haven't seen it all. I haven't tasted it all. I haven't smelled it all. And there's a lot of really talented people out there in the parking lot, chefs, cooks. And these folks are not trained cordon bleu chefs. These are folks that are accountants and sanitation people and teachers and homemakers and people that you would probably never suspect are so talented, but they are. And that's what makes tailgating great. So if you get an opportunity sometime this weekend, go out and find an event and do a tailgate. Heck, it can even be your kid's soccer game. Go get a canopy tent. Go get a grill. Make sure that it's okay with the homeowners association or wherever your kids play, and fire it up. And I guarantee you will make a scene. People will be curious as to what you're doing, and you will see the smiles on people's faces as they come up and say, "What are you doing over there?" And you're going to get a kick out of saying, "Hey, why don't you taste this?" Or, "Why don't you try this?" And that's what tailgating is all about. And to talk more about that, I wanted to bring in the guy that knows more about tailgating than just about anybody. He is the commissioner of tailgating. His name is Joe Kahn. And Joe, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
And I'm so glad to be on Tailgating Radio. But wait a minute, I got to wipe my hands. Okay, wait a minute. You know, I've learned you can't work an iPhone after eating ribs. That's a big thing I think the tailgaters understand. It's not going to work because your hand is going to slide right over. So now that my hands are wiped, I'm ready to talk.
Well, how are things going in the world of tailgating? Now, first of all, how long have you been doing this?
This is going to be year 19. I started in 1996 when I went to every stadium in the NFL that year. Super Bowl was in New Orleans that year. I'm a native of New Orleans, and New Orleans thought it would be a great promotion to say that even if the team, your team, didn't come to Super Bowl, all the fans are welcome Year-round. And I got started and never got off the road. The tailgating, and I realize, isn't a bunch of people drinking beer in the parking lot, but it is, as I refer to it, the last great American neighborhood, or the new community social. So this is year 18. I've done maybe about 1,000 tailgates and about covered a million miles in that period.
How many RVs have you gone through in that time?
Well, I'll tell you, I've gone through four, maybe five, if you count the one it didn't start. And it's my first one, actually. I put 225,000 miles on a gas engine, my newer one, which is a 2005 Country Coach, has 240,000 miles on it, and in between there were three other ones that I put mileage on. And the great thing about tailgating, or especially, and it doesn't matter if we're talking about college or pros or high school, it doesn't matter if we're talking about NASCAR or steeplechase or Jimmy Buffett concerts, it is a great way to see this country. It's a great way to travel. It's a great way to, eat some good home cooking.
No, was that the main reason? Is that what got you started with this? I mean, obviously the ability to go and travel and see these stadiums and just enjoy the cultures and the traditions at each one of the places that you visit is an important key. But really, what was your mindset when you got started?
Well, my mindset, as my wife at the time told me, I was crazy. That was the mindset. I think that in New Orleans, in 1995, we'd sold a cooking school, the New Orleans School of Cooking and the Louisiana General Store, which I'm very proud is still operating, but sold that and wanted to have as much fun as I did in a little three-hour cooking school, but I wanted to have, number one, as much fun. I wanted to meet people from all over the country. And in New Orleans, people came in and took a cooking class, a basic Louisiana cooking class. But they'd always say, you know, you got great food here, but when you come to or when you travel, stop in X, because we've got some great food and we've got some great people. And when I started, I really didn't get a grasp on the handle. I really didn't understand what tailgating was about. And even 20 years ago, the tailgating was a little bit different than it is today. But I didn't really understand that all the hype, really up until that point, had been, I think that John Madden was one of the big promoters of tailgating, as he would ride his bus and talk about tailgating on national, on his national broadcast, and talking about riding into Kansas City and seeing the smoke and the smells. And all of the media was about people in a parking lot at that point, drinking, partying, but nothing about what tailgating to me is about. It's about the socialization, really, of this country, where we get to speak with people that normally we wouldn't even bother talking to. That it is, tailgate is open to everyone. I call it the perfect, and what America is really about, because you are not judged by your religion, your race, your politics, how much money you have. You judge by one criterion. That's what color jersey you have on. And even if you have the wrong color jersey, that in the parking lot, you are a guest. In the parking lot, you are a visitor. In the stadium, you're a opponent. But outside, you're welcome. And I always say that it's like walking through thousands of backyards with no privacy fences. And it's some very, very special atmosphere. It's the reception to the banquet is probably the best way I can explain it, is that the, we may skip the banquet. We may get the invitation back. We may skip the banquet, but we're going to the reception. So we may skip the wedding, but we're going to the reception. And the same thing really in tailgating. We may go to the tailgate and skip the game. But it's one of those things. What got me started was maybe just the fascination of Charles Kuralt and wanderlust. But what kept me going, and still to this day, is the friendships around the country, that going to visit friends that I haven't seen in a year. And tell you the truth, visiting with friends I didn't know that I had. When you walk through and you just stop by and talk with people. So it's fascinating.
I'm here with the Commissioner of Tailgating, Joe Kahn. And Joe, you hit on something that I think's so key, is that when you go and see those folks, I think going to tailgates, and you and I have crossed paths a few times, and sometimes in some odd places, but I think the last time I ran into you, we were like at Appalachian State or so. It was somewhere random that I didn't expect to see you, and there you were. But one of the great things about that, I think, is that in this world that we live in now, where you can go to just about any city and see the same restaurants and see the same stores, and everything has become homogenized, that being out there in the parking lot and really absorbing the true the nature and the traditions of each of those geographic and regional locations is still intact, I think.
Well, you get to meet the people. It's not just going to visit the landmarks of that city. You get to visit the people. There's a wonderful gentleman that I this year I. My first game, actually, I went to Seattle for the opening game, and then to the University of Washington, a Huskies game, where they don't tailgate, they stern gate.
Right.
And bring the boats on Lake Washington to the stadium, which is really an amazing thing. But this gentleman gentleman by the name of Stephen Black, who is from England. And I met him 6 years ago now in Green Bay, walking and just talking to people. And there was a gentleman who we started talking. And since then, every year, we go three or four. Stephen, after he did Seattle, every year on the fourth night, whatever that means in England, I don't know. No, it's 2 weeks on the fourth night, his vacation, that he comes to the U.S. and travels and sees the U.S. through football games and through tailgating. And he, after leaving, if I'm not mistaken, I'll say after leaving Washington, he went to Seattle, then he went to University of Washington, then he flew down to Miami, up to Baltimore for a Thursday game, over to Charlotte, and then went home. And he has now been to 31 stadiums, and he's very proud of that. But as he says, that he gets to visit with people that he would be able to visit with, and that's the people of the United States. And that is a great way to see this country. I always feel sorry when people travel and they eat at a chain restaurant, or they eat room service, or even people who travel with football, and some people listening, you know, travel football game, and they go on a group tour, and they go to the hotel, then they're bused to the stadium, and they're bused, but kind of late, and only go into the stadium, and don't bother walking around the stadium and visiting with other fans. And a lot of people say, well, you know, it's kind of dangerous, and we've heard stories that places like X is hard to walk around as a visiting fan. And I'm going to really try to dispel that myth because, yes, are there some idiots in the parking lot? Yes. But for the most part, it is what really makes up that area, and they're great people in the parking lot. And normally, I mean, there's going to be some smack talk, and there's going to be some idiots who have had too much to drink. But for the most part, you're welcome. And, you know, you may, again, have the wrong color jersey from what they wear, but they'll say, you know, we're going to beat you in the stadium, but here, come over here and have something to eat. Come and taste this. And so that it's a way, and I always urge people that if you see people who have a different color jersey, invite them over. Just say hello. Invite them over, because then you form a bond. When you go to their city, you've got someone to call. You've got an in that can show you the ropes of their area. You can call them up where to park. Where should I stay? But especially where to park. It's interesting that what's happening with the new stadiums, like Minnesota now, going from the Metrodome to the Gopher Stadium for 2 years while their stadium is being built. But I just did the new stadium where the 49ers in Santa Clara moved, and everybody was very confused in the tailgate because they didn't know where their friends, who they had parked next to years, and that now they can't find them because they moved to a new stadium. So it's one of those things that if you have an in with somebody, you've invited a 49er fan when they played you, now you can call them and say, hey, where's the place? How much does it cost to park? Where's a good park? Do you park in lot 5 or do you park in lot 6 or what should I do? And that's how friendships are formed.
I'm here with Joe Kahn, the commissioner of tailgating. And Joe, tell us a little bit about, I don't think anybody would argue with the fact that New Orleans is probably one of the premier culinary destinations in the U.S. And going to those Saints games and those LSU games, you can certainly attest to the parking lot cuisine that takes place. What are some other areas that you really like to visit? I know there's probably a ton of them, but what are some unusual locations or unusual dishes and cuisines that you've come across in your almost two decades of travel?
Well, you know, it's I'm always surprised, and I'm always looking for different little things that people are doing. A lot of people do menus to the team that they're playing. For instance, well, like Kansas City, where the barbecue is just incredible. I love going to San Diego, where there is just the great guacamole and great tortillas and great Mexican food. I enjoy and look forward to going to New England, where there are clam bakes and lobsters. If you're in up in Chicago and Green Bay in Minnesota, it's about the sauce, about ethnic group. It's about sausage and about things, you know, brats, a good brat on a potato bun. Or if I go to Pittsburgh, it's about pierogies. And you're not going to find, let's say, pierogies in Tampa Bay. And so each community has a little bit different, but each community, because what is now, what is interesting over the last 20 years, whatever we cook at home, we can translate into the parking lot. We now have new grills. It used to be tailgating. The only grill was that we had a friend with a pickup truck, put the big grill in the back and unpacked. Now you get the collapsible grills. You get the small little grills that anybody can cook anything, whether it's even Brazilian rotisseries that are portable in a suitcase that are great. So each place is a little bit different, but I'll tell you, what makes food great in the parking lot is the people that are surrounding you and your friends. A 10-course meal by chefs who have all won the James Beard Award that are sitting down at a table of 10, and you're sitting down at a table of 10, this great banquet with people you don't like, it's going to leave a bad taste in your mouth. Bread and butter, a hot dog on a grill with your friends laughing is going to be a great meal.
I'm here with Joe Kahn, Commissioner of Tailgating. You've got a great website over at tailgating.com. What's new over there, or what do you have going on over there at the site right now?
One of the things that we're doing with tailgating.com is we're always looking for new recipes, and I want to say simple recipes. You know, the simpler the better, that you have more time to spend with your friends. And I noticed, and we now have even a tech page, and I'm sure that tailgaters, you know, we say, wait, we don't need high tech. And I got to tell you, there I am, again, San Francisco or Santa Clara, after taking a little light rail, which was really great, went right to the stadium, and went right to a tailgate area so I could get off and walk around. And people were having the hardest time finding anybody. And I have to tell you, there's a great app. Now, you know, to me, an app meant appetizer.
Right.
When people would tell me, hey, we've got a great app, and I'd go, what, is it like a meatball on a stick? I'm thinking, you know, is it ribs or is it chicken? They go, no, this is about a smartphone. Well, I'm not a smart guy to have a smartphone. But there is a great I consider a tailgating app, and I don't think it's a tailgating app, but we can use it for tailgating. It's called Meatball, M-E-E-T-B-A-L-L, that you can put in your tailgate, and people can find you by GPS going right to it with little arrows, and it is the easiest way to find people, because I see people standing on coolers looking. You know, people say, where are you tailgating? Well, I'm at a tailgate. I'm in that white pickup with the red flag. Now, if you go to Kansas City and look for a white pickup with the red flag, or you go to a 49er game and look for that white pickup, and you're going to miss the tailgate and even miss the game. So the technology, and that's what we're trying to do with the website, too, besides looking for vehicles that I haven't been able to see in my walking around. People send me photos so we can put them up. But it's a resource. We don't have anything for sale. We're just there as a resource center and for people to exchange stories and exchange all the wonderful thing that tailgating is all about. Anytime that I can help, anytime that anybody will sit down and listen to me preaching, I'm always up for it. And if you'd like another report from another parking lot, but you know, as I always say, I'll see you down the road. And if you see me, the bald-headed beard guy walking through his commish, offer me some food, maybe a hug.
All right, folks, that's going to about do it for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my guest this week, Commissioner of Tailgating, Joe Kahn, for stopping in and giving us his sage words of wisdom. If you ever get a chance to see him in person, get some FaceTime with Joe Kahn. You certainly want to do it. He is a unique character and a great individual altogether, and he has been tailgating. He has been the ambassador for tailgating for over two decades. You can probably catch him sometime right now, this weekend, on the Travel Channel or the Food Network or somewhere. They've got to have him. You can probably find him on YouTube anyway. I mean, he's had so many appearances. But catch him in person. Find out what his schedule is and make a point to go say hi to Joe Kahn, the Commissioner of Tailgating, and tell him that you heard him on Tailgate Radio. He'd get a kick out of that as well. Also want to remind you folks, don't forget to check out Dawn Murphy over at TrackSmack with Dawn Murphy. She is blowing up the podcast world. She's been in terrestrial radio for the last 13 years or so on various and sundry stations all across the United States. And now she went rogue. Now she's got her podcast. Now she can say whatever the hell she wants to, whenever the hell she wants to, however the hell she wants to. And she does. Believe me. She does. Hey, keep it down back there. Got somebody coughing in the background. We're trying to run a high-end podcast here. We got somebody coughing right in the middle of my outro for this week's show. Whoever it is, I'm going to pull a Donald Trump on them and say, you fired. But for those that aren't fired from the show, we want to thank you so much for putting up with Tailgate Radio each and every week. Also want to make sure that you head over to our website at tailgateradio.com. Also, our Twitter handle is at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say around here, the meds are finally starting to kick in. So hopefully next week I will have a less raspy voice. So as I always say, and I do say it every week, go back and listen. Keep the drinks cold and the grill hot. And we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch your asses on down the road.
Welcome to Tailgate Training Camp with your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent.